a Monday morning.
Oh, dude, I melted this weekend. I'm like,
I'm glad to see you put yourself
back together.
It's
like the one day I'm happy to be in this freezing studio.
The ice box. Keeping the show fresh, nice and cool this morning. Yeah. So coming up today, the use of the phrase trouser snake in a Knicks nonsense story.
Really? This is how we're going to start the week. That's right away.
We're just coming right out and doing it. That is the headline in our Knicks nonsense story later on this hour. I don't know how else to tease that.
Can't really follow it either.
Boom, here we are.
You know, I saw this story the other day, and I was afraid this one would pop up in your nonsense.
It sure did.
I'm scared.
It did. So we'll get to that later on this morning. Plus, of course, Song in 60s on the way in a few minutes. And you know, Taylor Swift was at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With some friends. How much do you think that suite cost? We finally got details on that.
A whole bunch of money, I bet.
Oh, it was not cheap.
Plus, I had some fun last week. I asked AIs, different AI bots, what they actually thought of Minnesota.
Ooh.
And my God, did I get some amazing responses that we're going to share this morning. Brutally honest reviews or thoughts on us and the state. And
everything AI has learned, it's learned from people.
Or the movie. Or the movie Fargo. So.
Or that. Okay. I can't wait to find out more about this. Mix, what are we, Morning Brew on a Monday morning? It is that time once again to play Song in 60.
Got some clues.
Yes, let's play.
Get to it. Here we go. Song in 60 starts right now.
Okay. Yes.
So okay, the sun does this.
Shines?
Yes.
Okay.
Shine collectively.
Wow.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Okay. Didn't see that one coming, but cool.
Throwing a curveball on a Monday morning.
Dig it. Great song.
Yeah. So it is Collective Soul. Shot. Mix, what are we, Morning Brew? Good morning and happy Monday. So we recently got a taste of what the behind the scenes of making the box suite experience happen for Taylor Swift and her friends at the Super Bowl in February.
Yeah, you know, I did kind of have the thought, like, you know, these suites are probably sold out way in advance. How did she get one kind of out at last minute, basically?
Right. So Travis Kelce, apparently, according to the story, he's the one who shelled out the money.
Oh, okay. Different kind of investment.
Yeah. So during an episode of Netflix's show Receiver, have you watched any of that yet?
I have not. I forgot it was out, so I'm going to have to catch up on that.
Apparently, Kelce was talking about the astronomical prices with George Kittle, tight end for the 49ers.
Yes.
Who's in the show.
Yes, he is.
So Kittle shared that his family was planning for the big game to watch in the stands, which that's not cheap to do either.
No.
Then Kelce said, well, we had the private box thing for Taylor and her friends because he was obviously on the field.
Yeah.
And he commented how much it was and he swore. So I'm going to paraphrase it down a little bit. Any guesses before I say?
It's got to be over $1 million. So $2.5 million.
He said they're blanking $3 million.
Wow. And that's probably just to get in. You know?
No kidding.
Like the extras and all that stuff they probably add on. That's crazy. $3 million.
$3 million.
Sounds about right, though.
Like, I wonder, because there were some big names.
Yeah, there was.
In that booth, right?
Yeah.
Did any of them throw any money back at Travis being like, because.
Probably not.
Travis is.
Do rich people do that to each other?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Probably not, actually.
Can I give you $10,000 for this?
Like, Travis Kelce is one of the best at his position.
Yeah.
But he's not one of the highest paid players in the league.
Yeah, but he does fine.
But he doesn't do very well for himself. But think about the people that were in that box suite. So his brother was in there. Yeah. But there were a lot of people. There was people that probably are way better off financially than he was. And apparently he was the one paying for it.
Well, maybe Taylor bumped him some Venmo'd him a couple mil for it.
What were the emojis that she used for? Because that's always a thing is emojis.
On the Venmo. Yeah. Well, and everybody in that box, you know, got tenfold.
Oh, publicity.
Publicity and photos and whatever.
I'm trying to remember who, because it was Travis's brother.
Yeah.
Ice Spice, I remember, was in there.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor, obviously.
It's her family. Well, and then, like, the Taylor's families. Mom. Yeah, there's yeah. some family. And the Kelseys and stuff were all
yeah.
in there.
Yeah. So, I don't know. $3 million. Man. Yeah,
sounds about right. It's, big money. Got to go watch your boy play football.
I guess so. Well, good for him for being like, hey, I'll take care of it for you.
Nice.
Even so though she's got plenty of money to make it happen on her own.
Oh, yeah.
She made that in a matter of minutes at one of her concert stops, I'm sure.
Minutes.
Nick's Nonsense is on the way here in a few minutes. Good morning and happy Monday.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, hold on to your hats here and Mix It Away. Good morning. Nick's Nonsense on a Friday morning.
God, when you open a break and you start laughing, I know we're in for a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, we're heading to China this morning for Nick's Nonsense. Where a man was caught trying to smuggle some live animals into mainland China.
Okay. Which I'm sure happens quite frequently.
Sure. I mean, that's oddly a thing for various reasons. People smuggling animals in and out of places. It's weird. Yeah. But what it was and how it was being done and the way it was framed by the news story was all very interesting. So this unnamed traveler was stopped by customs officers as he sought to slip out across a border, and he was smuggling 100 live snakes in his pants. The story refers to them as trouser snakes.
Is that a snake in your pants, or you just happened to see me? You know, no, it's a snake. It's about 100 of them.
It's several of them, actually.
Yeah.
So the story goes on to say, upon inspection, customs officers discovered that the pockets of the trousers he was wearing were packed with 6 canvas drawstring bags, all sealed with tape. Once opened, each bag was found to contain living snakes
gross.
Of all kinds, shapes, and sizes, and colors. The statement said they seized 104 snakes.
From those trousers.
From the trousers.
Okay.
Milk snakes, corn snakes, and many other non-native snakes, all trying to be brought in to China by this guy.
Well, they were certainly not native to his pants, that's for sure.
Exactly. I'm imagining that they must not have been venomous snakes or like dangerous ones, because I'm not sticking any snakes that are going to bite me anywhere near my body. You know what I mean?
Glad you said that, because I was like, you would stick.
I started talking, and then I was like, nope, I'm not going to even open the door to Tony saying no.
So you put a corn snake down your pants then?
Nope. I'm just not, no.
No.
And I'm not afraid of snakes, but I'm not going to go, like, hanging out with snakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm certainly not. I'm not freaked out by snakes either, but yeah, I'm like you. I'm not dropping bags of, you know, hundreds of snakes in my pants.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, this guy
feel weird, too.
Oh, yeah, crawling around all the time.
It's like, just constantly, like, moving. And, like, sitting next to the person on the plane and be like, dude, like, what's wrong with your legs?
Why are your pants pulsating?
Yeah. Better have that looked at, buddy.
Yeah, you might have a weird circulatory problem there.
Thanks for sharing with us, Nick.
You're welcome. That's Nick's Nonsense for this morning. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple of minutes here and Mix It Away. Booth.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning and happy Monday. Currently 65 downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studio. Is going to be seeing cooler conditions if you didn't like the heat we were seeing over the weekend and the humidity. Better today is maybe a way to put it. We'll see upper 70s today and again tomorrow, low 70s on Wednesday, and then some 70s, upper 70s again.
Not too bad.
Later this week.
I mean, no. It's, you know, it was a little warm yesterday.
Yeah. I had to bust away and go to a movie to get to somewhere that was better air conditioned than my apartment.
Yeah, it was just a skosh almost too warm yesterday.
There is some rain that's going to sweep through that's going to lead to the cool down here that we're going to see here for the next week or so. So if you aren't seeing it yet, you'll be seeing some rain moving through today.
Wonderful.
Got it.
So stick around. Coming up this morning, we'll have tickets to go check out the Harbor Monsters. They got, what, like 2 games left or something like that?
Well, so their last regular season home game is this coming week.
Gotcha.
So this
Saturday.
Then
it goes into the playoffs.
So then they're gone for a week or two. Away games, then playoffs.
Gotcha. Feel you. Okay.
Yeah.
So they get like one playoff game or two playoff games?
Well, so there's four teams in the league, yeah. So they're going to be doing at least one.
At least one.
And then they win a second one would be how that would work. So
sweet.
Yeah. So yeah, a couple games left of the season, but the last regular season home game is this week. So chance to go and check out the team.
Awesome. So stick around that and more coming up this morning as we roll through your Monday morning.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
It's Benson Boone now here in Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew on a Monday morning. Tony, did you know Wisconsin doesn't have a national park? You probably did know that, actually.
They what?
Don't have a national park in the state of Wisconsin.
I guess I never thought about it.
So Minnesota only has one.
Which is?
Do you know where it is?
I would have met a national park. I would imagine national it's park. The Boundary Waters.
No.
Oh, really?
It is not. It's a good guess, but it's not. Voyageurs National Park is actually the only one. It's kind of sort of in that area.
In the neighborhood?
Kind of.
In the neighborhood? Yeah,
along the Canadian border.
Sure.
So there's actually...
Boundary Waters?
No, it's... So there are a lot of... As I learned, there are a lot of different designations for lands. But anyway, the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore... There's an effort underway later on this month to try to turn it into a national park. And it's being led by the congressman that represents northern Wisconsin. And the main reasons being cited to increase tourism and, of course, funding for said national lakeshore or potentially national park.
Yeah.
And so it's not like they would expand it or anything like that. It wouldn't get bigger, but the idea would be they'd be able to offer more programs, enhance what you can do there. So, Tony, do you have any idea what it would be, what would be different if it became a national park beside the funding aspect of it and the name change?
Well, I'm just curious. I'm more curious actually about the process. Like, it seems like it's not like an easy process.
Well, it takes an act of Congress.
It does. Okay.
It does.
I was wondering if it was just a presidential declaration or a whole act of, so it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. So, yeah, congressman that represents northern Wisconsin, Tom Tiffany, is planning on announcing this formally later on this month to try to make the change. It's proposed at a meeting, and then they talk about it, and then, it's a whole thing. It's an act of Congress that actually makes it happen. What the difference would be from being a national lakeshore to being a national park?
I don't know. They'd probably get a gift shop. Right? Is that about right?
that's
a little visitor center with a big gift shop.
That would be something.
Yep.
So one of the big things when it comes to national lakeshores, which there are actually a handful of on the Great Lakes and a couple on the coasts for the ocean, those are places that allow things like ATVing, hunting, stuff like that. The rules get different when it's a national park. It's more protected the thing. So there are some people that actually
boats and stuff.
Well, so you'd be able to still do the water-based stuff that you can do now. But some of the rules about some other things would change.
Okay.
Again, I don't know what specifically, because obviously they kind of set the rules to some level per park, but there would be some changes potentially that would happen with how the land is used, because the water is obviously its own thing. So it's going to be proposed later on this month. I believe the date was July 24th. And if it goes through, maybe by the end of this year, could be, changed to a national park.
Do they suspect it'll happen? Or, is this a thing that, is probably not going to happen?
So there's really no speculation either way, because there are certain things, there are criteria that you need to be met. There's a couple bullet points in a story I have written up about it needs to meet certain guidelines in terms of having significant cultural, recreational, and natural resources, which it does. It needs to be a fit with the national park system, and then they mention things about how it's managed and stuff like that. And being it's already managed by the National Park Service as a national lakeshore, probably wouldn't be a big leap. The big thing would be if, the powers that be would be okay with potentially handing over extra funding, things like that. So
interesting.
It's kind of hard to say if it would or would not happen, but it could happen, I guess where we're at right now. We'll find out more as we get through the summer. But I didn't realize it was quite this much, so the space that it occupies is 69,372 acres.
Wow.
Bunch of that's underwater, though. 27,323.
Bunch of that's underwater. But, you know, it's a lot there. It's a lot there. That's a beautiful area, so, you know, it'd be kind of cool.
It would be, you know, and you know, for Wisconsin to get its first national park. Then Minnesota and Wisconsin each have one. Yeah, I know, right?
For sure the Dells was.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, all those water slides. It's like a national park.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, proven wrong.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, they say celebrities die in threes, right? Well, we had the trifecta this weekend.
Oh, really?
We had three of them go this weekend. So,
man,
we'll talk about that coming up here in just a few minutes on the Morning Brew on Mix 108. This is like the Godfather music. Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick, and this is In Memorandum.
Man.
In Memorandum segment is what we're going to call this, I guess, because, well, over the weekend, there were three different celebrity deaths. You know, they say they go in three.
Sure.
They go in three. This music is too much. I can't. I'm sure.
Sometimes, if you don't feel aroused, if you don't feel sexually aroused at the same time.
Dr. Ruth died.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
I'm pretty sure she died 20 years ago, I thought, but apparently not. She was still alive, and Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Okay.
Of course, she was big. She was real big. Well, I mean, she's been, I guess, doing her thing for many, many years.
Long time, yeah.
I mean, she was on, you know, David Letterman a lot. It was always fun watching her on David Letterman.
Sure.
She's been on a ton of talk shows. She had her own show, of course, her little call-in show every week where you could call in and ask questions. But Dr. Ruth. Dead at the age of 96.
Wow.
Up next,
let's talk a little bit about Delamille. How's that going? Delamille.
I sold 60 million.
Can you still get it?
No, I have a food mover now, which teaches people accountability.
Wow, a food mover.
We all have to watch our portions, David, even you. You know,
Richard Simmons also died over the weekend, of course. Sweating to the Oldies, Delamille. He had a whole collection of stuff.
Huge weight loss exercise platform. Huge.
In the 80s, it was all Richard Simmons TV commercials. Is essentially it was constantly.
Yeah.
And into the early 90s.
Made a life out of it, man.
Richard Simmons, of course, was also in the news recently because Pauly Shore wanted to play him in a autobiography or like a movie.
I could see that working out.
And
guessing Richard wasn't a fan of that idea.
At first he wasn't, but then he turned around and he was okay with it, I think. So
it could happen still.
Maybe.
Now that he's sadly gone.
Well, they did shoot like a little teaser of it.
Okay.
Richard Simmons dead at the age of 76 this weekend. And finally, Shannon Doherty. Now, I remember Shannon Doherty from Beverly Hills 90210.
Sure.
But she's also, I think more people probably know her for the other shows that she did, like Charmed.
Sure.
And she was on, what was the other show that she was on? I never watched it, but anyways, but of course she had breast cancer and it was a very public struggle and she died at the age of 53 over the weekend. So
very sad.
Yeah, ripped to all three.
So I was telling you.
Okay, we can change this.
Okay,
we should move on
to something else here.
Just change his music.
Just anything else?
Yeah, this music is really.
I don't know what this is.
He pulls it up, and I'm like, "What is this? This is great." He's like, "This is all we got, man." I'm like,
"We're trying to find something to match." So there you go. You're welcome.
Well, yeah, we don't usually do an in memorandum segment.
Yeah, it's not something we normally do.
Since there was a pack of three of them, felt needed to get that out of the way.
Hey, coming up later on this morning, you mentioned this earlier, Tony. Harbor Monsters, your final regular season home game is this coming weekend.
Yes,
they had a big win this last weekend. And so if you're looking to go check things out this weekend, be listening for a chance to win a pair of tickets. Through the course of the Morning Brew, we'll be giving those away sometime this morning.
Perfect.
Coming up here in Mixin' Away. Good morning.
Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. Hope your Monday is off to a good start. So last week I had a little fun and I asked some different AI chat bots their opinion of Minnesota and life in Minnesota.
Okay.
And I just wanted to get their brutally honest answers.
So did they give you first and foremost I'm just a chat, blah, 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 I can't tell you, but...
No, I specifically said to not be nice, to give us the truth.
Okay.
Let us know what life in Minnesota is like. Okay. Honestly, don't give me the AI fluff, right?
All right.
So they had a lot of different opinions, all the different AI bots. I tried ChatGPT, Google one.
Gemini.
Claude is another one I tried. Okay. There's a few of them I tried. One AI model said right off the bat, this frozen wasteland is basically uninhabitable for half the year. You'll freeze your butt off for months on end, and when summer finally rolls around, you'll be eaten alive by mosquitoes the size of small birds. A lot of that is kind of accurate. I wouldn't call us a wasteland.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah. I mean, it's cold. There's mosquitoes. Yeah. I mean, it's the way it is. All the AI chatbots had a lot to say about Minnesota Nice. ChatGPT specifically said that our passive aggressiveness can be suffocating.
Wow.
And that genuine interactions feel rare in Minnesota. Another AI model said people here think they're so nice, but it's all fake.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Of course, the bots also have an opinion about our accents, which is probably solely based 100% on Fargo, right?
Uh-huh.
The Minnesota accent is one topic that really got our AI overlords angry. One said that our syrupy, sweet accent will make your ears bleed. Another saying the exaggerated O's and nasal tones can make even the simplest conversation grating to the ears of outsiders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you betcha. It's just another reminder of how isolated and out of touch the state can feel.
Wow.
Dang. That's pretty harsh.
So, do you have more before I...
Well, there is a very target-rich environment, which is Minnesota sports.
Ah.
Another touchy subject for Minnesotans. One AI chatbot simply said about Minnesota sports teams, perpetual disappointments, while another wrapped up life as Minnesota sports fans declaring... They're signing up for a lifetime of emotional roller coasters where the peaks are few and the valleys are deep.
Wow.
It's true, though. It's
kind of poetic, actually.
That's true, yeah. One thing they nailed that.
Yeah. So I wonder how they train, because the way all this AI stuff works is that it's trained on information from somewhere.
Oh, like, yeah.
Where did that information come from? That's what I want to know.
From people that don't like Minnesota,
apparently so. Wow. Huh. I wonder if it was reviews from things or article.
I don't know.
Huh. I mean.
I don't think we got to worry about them taking over Minnesota anytime soon, though.
No. AI will leave the vast barren wasteland.
AI robots will just move on and be like, we'll go to the next state. I can't wait to do this for Wisconsin, though. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota's bad. I mean, Wisconsin pretty target rich too. So,
well, every state has their things.
No, this is true.
Every state has their things. But yeah, I can't wait to find out what they are.
I mean, I really wasn't surprised that. I mean, if you asked me ahead of time what are the five things AI will probably mention negative about Minnesota, I'd be like the Minnesota nice,
any
weather.
Any self aware Minnesotan would admit those are things.
Yeah. Accent.
Yeah.
Sports teams. We all know this.
Yeah.
We live it every day.
Not major surprises, but just the way it was articulated, to use a big word.
Yeah, it's a little brutal from time to time.
All right.
But we got tough skin, you know? We can take it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
AI models.
We'll see what's trending at the top here in a couple minutes. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, the Twin Ports area largely got spared by all of the thunderstorm chances that we were supposed to see over the weekend and again today.
Beautiful weekend. A little warm.
A little bit warm.
A little warm, but still nice.
The rain that we were supposed to see, I think, is about what we've seen. A little bit of drizzle here in the last 20 minutes or so, and I think it's going to be wrapping up, actually.
Just like that.
Yep. So rain chances wrapping up through the course of the day. Going to be notably cooler for the rest of the week now that we're... I've seen this final round of rain blow through. High around 80 today, mid-70s tomorrow, low 70s Wednesday, and then back into the upper 70s Thursday and around 80 on Friday. And no real chances of rain, just a pleasant, dry, summer-like week is what we're going to expect. Thankfully, not what we saw down in the Twin Cities where there's still tens of thousands of people out of power.
One Minnesota water park is working with state officials to determine the source of a parasite that caused a diarrhea illness to guests. The Minnesota Health Department says that guests got the illness That can cause symptoms like diarrhea, vomiting, stomach cramps, etc. The Great Wolf Lodge in Bloomington told KSTP-TV in the Twin Cities that a small number of guests were made sick by the parasite. The Minnesota Department of Health would like to hear from anyone that has been at the Great Wolf Lodge in Bloomington over the last few weeks. And you can get more information. Take a survey. They want to, like, see where you were at the park sure. and stuff like that so they can make sure that, you know, that this doesn't happen again. But you can get more details on the Mix 108 app or Mix108.com.
A bummer of an experience. Go to the water park, let's have some fun, and then that happens.
And then you're stuck in the bathroom for a few days.
The worst.
Been there, yeah.
Been there, he says.
Been there. Yeah, been there. Exact same location, too. I'm not saying that I got that. But
you just, okay.
Yeah, there's one, yeah. Laid up.
Yeah. Yeah, people have those experiences from time to time, unfortunately.
Anyways.
Coming up later on this morning, a chance to win a pair of Duluth Harbor Monsters tickets. Their final regular season home game is this coming Saturday. And if you want to go, we got an opportunity for you to do so sometime before 9 o'clock this morning. Music also on the way for you from Hozier. It's Jack Harlow now on Mix It Away.
Time to dig in me chest and check out Tony's TikTok treasures. What will we find in there today?
Well, we got a hot tip on today's TikTok treasure.
Ooh.
for wives of husbands who love to go golfing.
Okay.
Here's a hot tip for you.
Okay, so I have a question for all the women whose husbands golf. Why aren't we just golfing with them? And when I say golfing with them, I don't mean actually hitting the ball. You can, sure, if you want, but I'm sitting here in a golf cart, no kids, absolutely zero kids, you know what I'm saying? Snacks, book, drink, other drink, and I'm just living the life while my husband's just out here hitting balls. So the next time your husband tells you, hey, I'm going golfing, you say I'm coming with you, because it is a 4-hour hangout break. Of course we're pissed that they're going, because we're jealous. I was 100% jealous, and it's my husband's birthday, so I said, hey, I get the break too. I love you, but I'm coming with you. And we all just need to do that from now on.
I can hear husbands screaming at the radio right now.
Why are you playing that, Tony?
Oh. But I tell you what, I mean, she's got a good point. I mean, she's not necessarily golfing. She's just chilling on the cart.
Yeah.
I mean, golf courses are generally pretty quiet, relaxed.
Sure.
Beautiful surroundings lots of times.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it's a good tip. Many husbands out there probably are like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Ruining that time away. Sorry. Way to go, Tony.
Thankfully,
But at the same time, like, if you still want your quiet alone time, you can do one of two things. One, you can get a separate cart if you really wanted to spend the extra money.
Right.
Or two, just everybody put your earbuds in. You're physically together.
Okay, yeah, but you're just...
But you're just doing your own thing.
Or you know what? Or dads, how about you just take the kids golfing with you for a day, and then you can leave mom at home for a nice relaxing day by herself. Okay, let me rethink that.
Try
one.
Try that one. Yeah, see how that goes,
about
Tony.
That again. Yeah.
Good try. Good
Anyways,
try. Tony.
That's today's TikTok treasure. Stick around. We got a chance for you to win tickets to go check out the Harbor Monsters. Play some football at the deck on the way with Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. So this coming weekend, the final home game for the regular season for the Duluth Harbor Monsters. We're looking to send somebody to the game. We have Jen on the phone this morning to play. Hello, how are you?
Fantastic, yourself?
Doing quite well. Excited to have you on the air here to play this game. How's your week starting off? Early parts of a Monday, how's it going for you?
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
That's what I like to hear.
All right, Jen, we're going to play a little game called 5-Second Rule. It's really quite easy. I'm just going to give you you're going to take on Nick in this game. So I'll first person to get three right wins. For instance, like I said this off the air, three types of pasta. Give me three types of pasta. Nick.
Spaghetti. Mm-hmm.
Linguini.
Ravioli.
Fettuccine. You get the point. All
we
right.
You have five seconds to do it.
Yep. You okay. Understand, Jen?
Yep.
All right. Very good. We'll start with Nick. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Nick, are you ready?
Let's do this.
All right. Name three famous painters. Go.
Picasso.
No.
Rembrandt.
Well, Picasso is one, but you didn't get enough.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Jen, you are up next. Jen, name three brands of shoes. Name three brands of shoes. Go.
Red Wing, Skechers,
Hey Dude. All right. Good job. All right, Nick. Here we go. Name three types of birds. Name three types of birds.
Eagle, loon, hawk.
All right. Good job. You didn't go with gull?
I did not go with gull. No.
And I was going to say,
it's a seagull.
All right. Here we go, Jen. Name three fruits that are red. Name three fruits that are red. Go.
Strawberries, raspberries, apples.
All right. Good job. All right. Here we go. Nick, name three famous actors with the last name Smith. Name three famous actors with the last name Smith. Go.
Will Smith. Oh, no.
Yep. Nope.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
Oh.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Oh.
Maggie Smith. Patty Smith. I don't know. Anyways, so there you go.
Smiths.
There's a few Smiths out there. Okay, here you go, Jen, for the W, for the big win, and those tickets to go check out the Harbor Monsters this weekend. Name three TV shows from the 90s. Name three TV shows from the 90s. Go.
Boy Meets World, Hey Arnold, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Hey Arnold, she pulls out. That's awesome.
Very well done.
Congratulations, Jen. You're the big winner this morning. You grab tickets to go check out the Harbor Monsters, play some football, enjoy that, and have a great rest of your Monday, okay?
Thanks so much.
Yep, you bet. Hold on just a second, okay?
Yep.
All right, coming up here a little bit, we'll check in with WDIO, see what's going on there, plus get some music in for you from Tate McRae, Teddy Swims, and more all coming up here. Mixed Awake and More. Mixed 108 Morning Brew, good morning and happy Monday. So, Tony, I found a new place that I'm excited for it to open. You see about the new whiskey joint that's going to be opening up later this year?
I did see it. I'm not a huge whiskey guy, but I know you love...
A good whiskey? I'm in.
You like your whiskey clean.
Sorry. Neat, clean. What's the difference,
neat,
right?
I guess, yeah. Clean, so, whatever, neat.
Yeah, you know.
I screwed it up.
That's okay. I won't judge
wah,
you.
Wah.
Lauren wrote about this place. It's being called the Duluth Whiskey Project.
Ooh.
And so the idea is a distillery and a tasting room. So kind of like a tap room type of a thing, but for whiskey. And sounds like it's going to be opening up this fall. If you're wondering where it's going to be, the old On the Limit location on West Superior Street is where they're going to be opening. Looking at it's kind of a neat old brick building that it's going to be in.
So yeah, it looks nice. Yeah.
Good look to it. And it sounds like they're going to be opening in maybe like September, October. They're working on obviously getting ready to open. And we'll be following that. So you might wonder, okay, what's the Duluth Whiskey Project? Well, according to the person who's the CEO of the new brand, moved to the area about a decade ago and decided to build out a distillery.
Uh-huh.
Learned a lot over the years about making whiskeys and bourbons and things like that.
Sure.
Was looking forward to sharing those experiences with the Twin Ports area. And they describe the space. If you've never been inside, they're going to be obviously doing some work to it to get it ready to go. But they're saying the new space going to include seating for 102, leather furniture, of course, because if you're going to have whiskey, you got to be seated on leather furniture.
Sure.
And then TVs.
Is that what you got to do?
That's apparently part of the deal. That smell of, you know, rich leather and whiskey in the air, you know, it's a thing.
Rich mahogany.
So if you want to check out a little bit more, Lauren does have a story on the Mix mobile app at mixitaway.com. But I'm excited to give this a place a try. It should be fun when
it
opens up.
When it opens?
They're thinking September or October, sometime this fall.
Gotcha.
So to patiently wait. But I've been patiently waiting for a couple movies now that are coming out finally soon here.
Twister comes out this
week. That's what I'm saying. So Twisters. And then
the other one.
Deadpool is the other one coming out in a week or two yet. It's next week. So
2 weeks.
Yeah. So I patiently waited for those for many months. So I guess I can wait for this whiskey place to open up too.
Yeah. Deadpool. I'm looking forward to that.
Not as
Let
much
me know
as
when you're going to that because I'll
we,
go
we
with
might
it.
Have to team up on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because nobody in my family will go see it. Well, I mean, Harrison would go see it with me, but I'm not taking him yet. No. He's like, I want to watch Deadpool movies. I'm like, my friends watch Deadpool movies. I'm like,
I'm still a little. Maybe in a few years is what Dad's saying.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just some of the humor is a little much.
100%. Well, I saw it. I can't share it on the air, but there was a comment that was made that apparently that they had to describe what it was they were joking about to a bunch of Disney execs because now it's a Disney product. So this is what this is, and they went, "Oh,
hey, well, good on Disney. They left it alone, pretty much." So
and that's the way it sounds. Is they're still letting it be what
I
it
know
is.
People were worried about that the Deadpool movies would kind of suck now that Disney owned them. But
yeah, no, it's sounds like they're letting.
This might be a good. By all accounts, this looks pretty amazing. So
yeah, no, I've heard amazing things. I'm looking forward to it. I'm still a little bit hesitant about the Twisters movie, but. It's been getting decent reviews so far. So
if you're looking for a scary movie, there's that Long Legs that's out right now that I've heard is fantastic. Like if you're looking for a good horror movie right now, Long Legs is where it's at apparently. And that's out in theaters right now.
Yeah.
Getting really good reviews.
I was looking for something. I went and saw a movie yesterday. I was thinking, what do I want to go see? And I was looking at the reviews for all the movies in the theaters. And that was one that was getting great reviews. I'm not a big, big, big scary movie guy. Like I'll watch a few here and there. Especially if they're good ones. But I opted for Fly Me to the Moon, which is very much not a scary movie by any stretch. It was good. It was
yeah,
fun.
I mean, it's I summer barely movie. Heard about that movie. So
some big actors in it. Channing Tatum and Woody Harrelson and Scarlett Johansson. It was fun. It's a good little disconnect from the world for 2 hours, you know, go and, you know, enjoy. Mm-hmm. So something to watch anyway. All right, we're going to kick off your workday. 108 minutes commercial free. That includes music on the way for you from Doja Cat, Benson Boone, and more. All coming up here in Mix 108. Good morning.